New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Attention, everyone! Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on furniture, bedding, cookware, holiday decor, and tons more. Now's the time to score big on finds to feast, get festive, and get comfortable all season long. Plus, enjoy fast and easy shipping. And right now, until October 31st, get 10% back when you join our new rewards program. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com. Terms apply.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shindaddy have going on today in Creighton at Midwest Bank, Bill?
Today we loop.
Oh, yes.
Today we loop. Second grade through sixth grade we'll loop. It's dairy day. It's dairy day. And they're going to use, we're going to do a couple dairy days. I thought this is old school creamery. Schindler hates margarine. They're going to hand churn butter. They're
gonna he hates margarine?
Hates margarine. Says it's one molecule away from plastic. He loves butter.
Oh.
So they're going to hand churn butter in the lobby today. So he's got the old hand churn.
Okay, this is fascinating.
So they're bringing cream in and they're going to make butter today.
Who's they?
They, the second through the sixth graders.
Okay.
That's why loopers. They're looping. Stay with me here.
Save the cream.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they're making their own
bring
butter.
Bring it in.
Yeah, Schindler likes butter. It's dairy day.
One molecule, margarine is one molecule away from plastic.
I agree with that. Quote. Yeah. I don't think you should never have margarine. Have butter.
Okay.
Butter's real.
I'm not pushing back. Yeah.
So it's dairy day. And so they'll be looping like that second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade.
There'll be some labor.
Labor. Yes. Yeah. So it's very. It's
child labor.
It's very taxing. Child labor. Very taxing. They all sign a consent form. Schindler has a consent form when they come in that they're going to have to do a little bit of physical labor.
Okay.
So he makes it as a form they all sign, but they've all agreed to it.
Great energy.
They want to be part of the butter system. Yes.
I mean, the great energy.
The butter system.
The butter system, which you don't see a lot anymore.
No. The butter system.
And then it'll be available then at the locker plant. And so they're going to be able to sell the butter when they get it once they get
what the plant?
Have a locker plant. They have a meat locker plant in Creighton.
And they will be able to sell the butter.
Sell the butter there.
The butter system.
The butter
system. Sounds like a movie.
The butter system.
The butter system. Set.
I'd also like to add
in Creighton.
Okay. If there was ever a reality TV show, if they could film what we talk about off air in the other.
MTV.
Doing great.
Come on, in MTV.
Ask me how I'm doing.
How you doing, Sip?
Doing great.
There's some stuff that gets said. Ben said he got uncomfortable.
That's most breaks. Young Ben.
Let's just leave it this. Ben was offered a lot of money to do something.
And he's not
and
going to do it.
And we will not do it.
Sadly. Come
it's
on.
It's okay, Ben.
Ben, thank you for adding to.
Yes.
Yeah.
What can Brown do for us?
He has the brown shirt on. He hasn't realized that.
It's kind of a UPS-looking shirt also.
He's happy with that shirt.
That is fun in Creighton.
Yes.
Butter.
And important, they're looping. That's a huge win for all of us. People love when the kids are looping there.
Yes. Well, there's a lot of controversy with that.
They've been at odds with the school board. Steve has been. Mm-hmm. But people know that they're trying to learn. They're trying to educate. So they're with it.
Steve's powerful, and there's definitely situations I'm sure he runs into in his daily life that are somewhat controversial.
Yes, he does.
He has to say no to people.
You have to handle controversy. If you don't do anything your whole life, then you don't have to worry about controversy.
Just, right.
You know, that. But if you're going to be involved, you're going to be a leader, there's going to be some time to be some pushback.
Speaking of controversy.
Yes, let's hear it.
Lane Kiffin.
Oh, wow.
Is once again not happy at this point. He found out that LSU-Alabama was going to be the night game this upcoming weekend. Ole Miss-Georgia would not be. That'd be the 2:30 game. So Lane Kiffin at his press conference discussed this situation. Here's Lane Kiffin from, I believe this is Monday.
And they just announced the November 9th kickoffs, 2:30 for y'all against Georgia. So you got two morning, two afternoon kicks left. From your perspective or coaching perspective, is there any advantage at all to playing day to tonight kickoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's proven over time in NFL and college. You know, playing at night in electric atmospheres is a home field advantage, and tough when you got to do that as a opposing team. So that's been proven for a long time. And so who went at night? LSU gets to play at night again, I guess. Shocker. So that's two for two for them. It is an advantage. I feel bad for our fans, you know, not have one night conference game. It's really unfortunate for them. And so whatever. It's just really disappointing, but it is what it is.
They've had one home game this season at nighttime against Furman. FCS Furman.
That played. Seems staged to me. Like, hey, ask me this question because I got an answer. Maybe not. Maybe it was very real. It almost
you thought
like,
Lane staged that question.
It almost
answer?
Felt really? Like that. I mean, a little bit. The guy asked him a question about kickoff. I mean, anyway.
Kickoff times, I said.
You now you're big on this.
I'm
topic.
Big on. Oh, big I am. I'm. You heard Lane Kiffin talk about. You talk about.
Yes.
Where's the number one place to play at night? LSU on Saturday night. They're, it's always number one. It's the one. It's number one place Shocker. They pick. Shocker. So they get to play Alabama at that time. They had to play. Lane went in there. Had to play at night during that 2 weeks ago when they had the game that went down to the wire with them.
Lost in overtime.
Lost
right?
half his overtime. Anyway,
I forget. I don't remember.
But anyway, it's a great game. They had chances to win the game. But the timing matters so much. And at some point in time, also, take care of the fans. Because this I talked about, if it's not, if LSU's won, who's the number two placed for a big-time game at night?
Help me.
It's real simple. It's this weekend.
Help
Penn
me.
State.
Yeah.
Penn State whiteout. Penn yeah. State whiteout on yeah, a Saturday right. night for a game. The fans deserve it. They don't deserve an 11 o'clock kickoff.
No, I get you on that.
That's horrible.
Now, wouldn't you say to Lane, though, what do you think Alabama LSU should be in today? That should be a night game.
Yeah, I could see that. They don't have so many of them they have.
Am
at
I
night.
Wrong?
And so it's not wrong that is the quote bigger game, probably.
Yeah, who's Ole Miss playing?
Ole Miss, I think
Georgia.
Oh,
so it's a big game.
Yeah, so it's right
okay.
there.
Yeah, two big games.
So they easily could have went with that one. And like I said, at LSU, it was obviously night games. At 11 a.m., the whole time I was there was one, and they just basically didn't even show up.
They were, no, fans didn't?
No, they did, but not nothing like it. It was like 11. They were like, what are we doing? They were so – now, if it's the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, when it was CBS and it was the game of the week and it was at 3:30 Eastern, that mattered too. That was big to be part of that game. But the timing matters of when you play games. And I just think it's basically a tier system. Once it gets to the afternoon, then all hands up. The 11 a.m. game should not be the game. The game of the week is 2 versus 3. It's Penn State, Ohio State at 11 o'clock, and that's a complete joke book.
Purdue Northwestern should be at 11 a.m.
Yes, perfect.
And it oftentimes is.
Yes. Yeah. And there's interesting games still to watch.
There are.
There's games you want to watch. Like, hey, I want to watch that. I want to watch
they're
that.
They're sleepier, though, usually. Like, there's not much noise at them. Yeah. Interesting Lane. Now, it might. Now, listen, that's just so the listeners understand. That's just my theory that was all set up. Coaches do that, though. They'll say, hey, ask me this question. It seemed a little that way, but he's definitely has a point.
Oh, he's got a point. He definitely has a point. And how those things get set.
Shocker.
They usually get – that was funny.
Shocker.
They get set about, 9 days out, 11 days. I mean, it's 11 days they get set. It was usually on Monday.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought.
Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home with fast shipping. And for a limited time, get 10% back when you join Wayfair Rewards. Shop early Black Friday deals now at wayfair.com. Terms apply.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Of the week before the game or Tuesday, you kind of have an idea about 11 days out when the game's going to be next week. Sometimes they can hold it for up to a little bit tighter for certain reasons, but you kind of have an idea. But
again, the one game they've had at nighttime at home is Furman. They had no conference games at home that have been with the raucous crowd.
All due respect, it's Ole Miss. It's not LSU.
They've been a top 10 team most of the year, though.
Yeah, but they're not. They don't have the panache that these other teams do.
Good word.
They don't. They don't have it. What Alabama has, what Georgia has, what LSU has at night. LSU is one of the best night atmospheres you'll find in any sport, not just college football. Yeah. Any sport. So I get it. And you know what, Lane? Alabama LSU speaks for itself. Night game.
It does. It's a playoff game.
And Lane, the other thing, Lane, you've lost two. If you're undefeated, you're probably playing Georgia at night.
Or one loss.
Maybe one loss. You're playing. Yeah,
one loss.
You've lost two. Come on now.
Lost to Kentucky at home.
Now he'd say, well, how many has LSU lost?
Both those teams have lost too.
It's still Alabama LSU. they just don't have that. They don't have the oomph factor. Yeah.
Well, it's a bigger factor from if you take in the global perspective, people want to watch the LSU night game.
Yeah.
If you're the average fan,
yeah,
it's just gonna turn like, I want to see this LSU Alabama game at night. That's why I want
to
see this game.
I'll posit this to you. If I turned on Alabama LSU at 2:30, I'd be like, why is that game not at night?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
That's fair.
Kind of like Penn State, Ohio State.
Yeah, I'm with you on that 100%. But here's the thing. Now, here's the pushback on that. Help me, Jake. Big noon kickoff, they want to make that a big deal. They want to have that slot be theirs.
They want to take the best game that they can pick to have the eyes on it.
And that's great for Fox, but it ruins it for the fans.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Okay, so you have an issue with Fox.
Ohio State, Penn State, as Bill said, should not be ever at 11 a.m. Yeah. I don't care where
that game is at 2:30.
I agree. I don't disagree.
You'd still be mad at 2:30. I would be, but not as mad. But 11?
Think about 2016. I'm going back to 8 years ago, but when Penn State upset Ohio State and had that epic run to win the conference, and they had the block kick that was that. The fans were going crazy in Happy Valley. They're going crazy. It was an amazing scene.
There's no way
it won't be that.
Just imagine the differences that you talked about. There's a lot of conversation pre-Nebraska-Colorado this year. A lot of conversation. Just imagine that game at 11 a.m.
Oh, God.
Just imagine that. Imagine
really disappointing.
And what was the stadium like?
Incredible.
It would have been, loud. No, it wouldn't have been the same.
Disappointing.
No one. First of all, the people like for Penn State, to get to Penn State, it's brutal. So there's people got to be they're leaving like at 3 a.m. to try to get to where they are
100
because there's no places, there's no hotels to stay at in Happy Valley. If they are, they're filled up by the teams. And I mean, if you saw the team hotel that you stay in at Penn State, it's a whoa. I mean, it's
awesome.
No, no, it's just
it's a bad
just,
whoa.
It's manageable at best. I remember being like, seriously, this is it. That's what we got. But it was wow. And so there's no place to stay. So this for the fan base to get there. I mean, you literally going like, I say, let's leave at 3 o'clock, wherever we stay at, to drive in, get a place to park, all those things, insane.
Here's what I wonder. I wonder if Fox hears this from fans. Not like you're ruining college football, but you know, you do this thing where you have the big marquee game at 11 and it's not always good. I wonder if Fox hears that. I wonder if they care. I wonder if those executives
probably don't care. But I just don't know why won't you just go toe to toe with people? There's times that Herb Street and Fowler have games on Saturday night, and they're okay. They're not like, oh my, right. Oh my, no. Oh my. They're not always the oh my.
No, so, they're not always.
So if Fox would have taken their game to night, they would have owned the night. There's no other games that would have owned that. They would have owned the ratings, and it would have been electric for the fans. Just always remember, if you lose the fans, the sport's done. The fans go away. If the whole reason you want to see things is if the fans are interested. If they're going like, well, we're doing it at noon because the fans are going to show up average at night or at noon. Mm-hmm. Don't care.
But to be fair, I think so far the ratings have been very strong for Fox.
The
viewership has been very strong.
Yeah, Nebraska's,
on Fox.
Yeah, Nebraska's game was the most viewed game, the Nebraska-Ohio State game of the weekend.
Selfishly, it sucks if you want to watch these games in primetime, but it has not. It has been actually very successful.
And that will be their pushback. They'll be like, no, 100. People are still watching. Yeah. People are still watching. I just always think of the fans first and the players. Mm-hmm. Everyone, I think of,
oh god,
the
yes.
players. When it be asked, everyone just take a list. We're going to pull 50 players from each team, and you guys write down. Do you guys want to play 11, 2:30, or 7? And everyone 100% is going to be. I want night game.
Who would say 11?
You know who else wants night game? Even if I'm Ohio State on the road, I'm like, oh yeah, because you grow up wanting to play. You want to play in that atmosphere. Are you kidding me? If you're an opponent, you walk out. I know what it's like to be in some of those arenas. It's like when you walk out into those big time games and you're on the other side. It's awesome.
Oh yeah,
it is. Kids awesome. Like that. It's not like, God, it was great. We got there and then the stands are half full. And you know stuff.
It was quiet. We could operate.
It was really quiet. No one really cared.
No.
And we got the win. It was awesome.
Yeah,
no, you want to play in those big time atmospheres.
We have an important question before we get to break from the text line. This goes back to you, Sip. You referred to maybe the question being staged to Lane Kiffin. Kip says, Sip, have you ever been asked to give a staged question before as a reporter in a press conference?
Do I have to name names?
Yeah,
no,
do I have to say who?
I mean, I can't say that it was ever like set up that way. I think there's been some suggestions like maybe you should ask that. Yeah, definitely. There's been that where I'll get a text from somebody that says, hey, steer the conversation this way.
Have you listened to the requests?
Not generally not. I mean, okay. Sometimes you do just because, yeah, I'm going, that's a good idea. Yeah. You know, it's
or
that.
You already may have had it in your head anyway.
Right.
Yeah, I was already planning that.
Never so implicit that what I'm suggesting here, that was set up. That wouldn't be the worst thing, by the way, if someone said to that reporter, hey, ask Lane about the kickoff. That's not
great question to ask.
So right.
If it was set up.
Yeah.
If it was like, hey, talk to me about this. And it was way out. Like what?
Right.
What? That'd be like, oh yeah, we're going to talk about it anyway. That's a must talk.
This would not be, I don't look at this as unethical. I mean, it's like, cause you could say, no, that's, I should ask him about that.
Or you can also say this one. No, but I'm not going to ask him that question.
I wonder what my friends would say. My reporter friends would say to this.
What would Babcock say?
Well, I don't know, Jake. Well, how often do we ask about kickoff times? I don't think we do that a lot.
Hardly ever.
Right.
Well, in general, what are you going to get? If you ask someone like that.
We'll play them whenever.
Yeah, we'll play whenever. 9 a.m., that's fine. That's what everyone's going to say. I get that. I understand that.
That's why I wonder if it's staged, because a reporter might think that. I'm not going to ask Lane about that, because all he's going to say is we'll play him whenever. It doesn't matter. But if he knows Lane's going to say something, if my immediate reaction was, this sounds like it was a setup, which was fine. It's not. Lane had a great response.
Yeah.
Oh, LSU at night? Shocker.
Shocker.
Two for two.
That was funny.
That was funny. So,
I'd like to see his face. Shocker.
Lane.
That's so good.
When we come back, a wild card Wednesday for Bills.
Wild card.
Next on Early Break on the Ticket.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Attention, everyone! Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on furniture, bedding, cookware, holiday decor, and tons more. Now's the time to score big on finds to feast, get festive, and get comfortable all season long.
Plus, enjoy fast and easy shipping. And right now until October 31st, get 10% back when you join our new rewards program. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com. Terms apply.
Wayfair, every style, every home.